the sound of Anne Brun. I want to know what love is, paying homage to the sound of the 80s. But okay, let's leave Anne there, because it's about as much of it I can possibly take on a Friday afternoon. And let me rather tell you about the very exciting conversation that I've got lined up for you right now. You probably are aware of it if you've been following the show for the earlier part of the afternoon. Daryl Bristow Bovey, prize-winning screenwriter, travel writer, newspaper and magazine columnist, author of 5 books which have been translated into 7 languages, including Spanish, Estonian and Portuguese. Daryl was born here in South Africa, studied under J.M. Coetzee and André Brink, and currently divides his time between Cape Town and the UK and a hillside on the Greek Peloponnese. His fascination with the endurance expedition as a small boy is when it started, because his dad told him that he had been south with Shackleton once upon a time. And, well, apparently Daryl believes this to this day. The conversation topic is Finding Endurance, a brand new release, a book by the illustrious Daryl Bristow Bovey, who's on the line right now. Daryl, welcome to the afternoon show on 88 FM.
Hello, Dave. What a delight to be on the show.
So,
and as an old Durban boy myself, how nice to be speaking to the Durban ears.
Wow, I didn't realize you were from this part of the world. Do you ever come back to your old stomping ground?
I do from time to time. Yes, I was born on the Bluff, which is sort of like Durban, but a lot further away.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. But listen, next time you're in this part of the world, you've got to be here in person, because we want to see
you.
We want to see and touch you, because we love your style of writing. I always have, and now you've created this aura around a brand new work called Finding Endurance. Tell us, to write a book. I read how you had agonized over this one, and it hasn't been easy to put pen to paper in terms of getting your thoughts together, because it had to be, well, it is perfect, we believe. What was the process? Why did you write the book?
Well, the starting point for writing about endurance was the moment last year in March 2022, when the wreck of the Endurance, which was an expedition ship that carried Shackleton and a group of men to the South Pole in 1915 in the hope of being the first to walk across the Antarctic continent. It got stuck in the ice. The ship got crushed and the men were shipwrecked on this frozen sea. And Shackleton had to somehow bring them back to the world of warmth and life intact. And the ship itself sank and was thought it would never be seen again. And in March last year, an expedition aboard the SA Gallus II, which is a South African icebreaker, captained by Captain Knowledge Bengu, who's another Durban boy who grew up in Kwamashu, they went to the Weddell Sea and were the first people in nearly 100 years to be at that very spot. And they searched and they hunted for it, and they found the wreck of the Endurance at the bottom of the sea. And it was this extraordinary moment where, we had just come out, the whole world had just come out of this period where it felt like things were being taken away from us all the time. Our loved ones, our freedom, our movement, the whole COVID era. And it suddenly felt like the world was giving something back. Here was something that had been lost. Here it is again. And it's perfectly preserved and perfectly intact. And it made, in that upwelling of joy that I felt, it made me think about my father, who died when I was 10, and who I used to lie in bed with him in the years before he died. And he would tell me stories about his life and about the world that made me very excited about the prospects of becoming an adult and finding out how rich and varied and wonderful the world was. And one of the stories he told me was that he had been on the Endurance. He had been south of Shackleton. Now, my father told extremely good stories. Not all of them true.
But why would you spoil a good story with the truth?
Exactly. I think it is a quality of a good storyteller that you tell a true story, but not necessarily a factually, rigorously accurate one. But my father, it was more complicated than that. He knew all sorts of details about Shackleton that he couldn't possibly have guessed, or if he did guess, they were extremely odd details. And that only became generally known some years after his death. So there was a mystery there.
Wow.
That I was very interested in pursuing as to how he could have known as much as he told me. But so as I started writing about the story of Endurance and the story of the expedition to find it, I also started writing about my father and the lessons that I learned from him, very similar to the lessons that Shackleton himself had to share with the world. Lessons of how to keep on going and the importance of optimism and the value of endurance and what success really means. And so that's really how it started. I kind of sat down and had these three or four different threads that I wanted to write. And what was very difficult was having the faith that they would all speak to each other and intertwine and interact and form a beautiful whole. And the biggest struggle of writing is always to have sufficient faith that you're going in the right direction and you'll get there sooner or later.
And obviously, as a creative soul, you are your own worst critic. I think that's a given if one has, just listen to this, engaging and absorbing a tale about exploring the cold told with much warmth. Mick Herron, tender, heartfelt, lyrical, Bettina Agapa, beautiful, thrilling, heroic and kind, Claire Robertson, and the eulogies continue. They flow. Everyone that has read the book thus far has been hugely impressed. I haven't yet found a copy. Where is it available?
Well, that's the problem. It's sold out in many stores, and which sounds like good news, doesn't it? You go, oh, that's terrific.
Lovely problem
but
to have.
What that means is that a week goes by without anyone being able to buy anymore because there's some strange week-long lag between books selling out and being replenished. So it should be at exclusives. It should be at most good independent bookstores as well. And if it's not there, just drag the manager out from their cave at the back of the store and grab them by the collar and shake them until they agree to
demand. You heard Daryl on 88 FM. You want the book. It's called Finding Endurance, Shackleton, My Father, and A World Without End. And I believe all sincerity that it is something that every South African should read, because we all need hope in our lives right now, and I believe this is a work that's going to give you exactly that. My very special guest on the afternoon show, Daryl Bristow-Bovey, thanks so much for joining us, mate. I look forward to catching up again shortly.
What a delight to be here. Thank you very much, Dave.
All the best to you. And there it is, the book Finding Endurance, Shackleton, My Father, and A World Without End. You have to pop along to Exclusive Books this weekend. Grab a copy if you can find one. If you can't, order one. Get them to order it for you. It's worth it, I promise you. Here's Edgar Winter and his group taking you on a free ride. It's 4:15.